Oh, what a day today has been. Wow. Trump's lost his mind. I came out, we won, did outperformed. And then whatever the hell that was with Jim Acosta, you're rude, you're a rude man. CNN, maybe you shouldn't work there, you're rude. And now they've gone as far to say, sorry, Jim Acosta, no longer allowed in the White House. They pulled his press credentials, saying that he manhandled a woman. And I'm looking at the video, and all he's doing is holding the mic. She's reaching. I don't even know if they actually touched each other. But the rationale is manhandled. look, the authoritarian tendencies of this administration, front and center. And here to share some thoughts on the election, also Acosta and all the other stuff, our good friend Scott Dworkin, co-founder of the Democratic Coalition, also host of the Dworkin Report. Scott, thanks for taking time for us. So what thoughts do you have there on the election yesterday? Yeah, you're going to have to check your microphone. While we're fiddling with that, the thing that's interesting to me is you look at the tendencies of this administration to be extraordinarily hyperbolic and crazy and, just completely out of the box. And what's angering and frustrating is, Acosta's just doing his job. He wasn't disrespectful. He was simply asking a question. And, that question was an actual honest question, which is, are you a racist? The stuff that you did to during the election. Do you regret it? Any of that? And he just went on the attack, and it was crazy. I think Scott's going to have to reconnect or check his microphone. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but evidently we're having some tech problems with Scott's microphone. But here's the thing, and this is what bothers me. I don't think Acosta did anything wrong. What this is an attack on CNN. This is an attack on anything or anyone that would hold this administration accountable. This is an attack on the press that would hold them accountable. And what's angering and frustrating is that, all the rest of the folks in the room should have had his back. Everybody else should have had his back. And the one reporter did. He said, look, I've traveled on the road with him, and, he's a good, decent guy, all of that. And, but every reporter in that room should have have solidarity with them. To me, it's just that simple. And, I look at this, and it's just another one of those moments where you go, it's just crazy. Are we getting Scott? Is he anywhere near? Is the microphone working? Did you reconnect? Did you try any of that? Evidently, Scott, it's not happening with Scott's microphone. So we're just going to evidently have to move along. Call him if you can. We've got the video. Evidently, the microphone just isn't working. So, because I really wanted to get his thoughts on yesterday's election. I wanted to get some thoughts on the races and on what's going on in Georgia and all of that. So I think we're just gonna scrap the video and go to the phone line. Scott, you there? So what's up, Scott? You there?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know what's going on with your microphone.
Oh yes, let's blame Trump.
So, what do you think of this thing with Acosta? Where are you going with this?
Dictator.
This is a dictatorship, and welcome to Trumpistan. He's doing this. It's all to distract, and also it's just disgusting. I mean, I guess Acosta should be thanking Trump because he's now, you know, trending number one in the world. So, you know, maybe it's a good thing for him, but it's a really bad day for democracy. It's an abuse of power, and it's just another thing to add to the list. And you know, what's funny enough, as you talk about the video, technically, according to what I know about D.C. law, the woman assaulted Acosta.
Right. Because she went after him, grabbed him, and grabbed after the microphone. And all he did was turn away a little bit. I don't think he actually touched her.
He didn't make a move towards her. She grabbed for the microphone. So technically, if they want to say assault, she did assault him.
But, you know, I look at the statement that Sarah Huckabee Sanders put out, that, you know, the president wants, you know, vigorous, you know, questioning and believes in all of that. And you go, get out of here. Nobody believes that.
No, he doesn't want any questioning. He doesn't want to be questioned at all unless it's being applauded for stuff. He doesn't want to actually, you know, have anyone put the screws to him. That's why he doesn't do any real interviews. You know, today was just kind of like obviously he was lying through parts of it when he was asked about if he was going to make any changes. He had already made the changes regarding Sessions, and he had fired him. So, you know, he's just a pathological liar who is a propagandist and, you know, works with our foreign adversaries to try and attack America so he can pocket as much change as he can, you know, stealing taxpayer dollars, wasting taxpayer dollars on made up boogeyman at the border instead of focusing on even white nationalist terror here in the United States. And he wouldn't even condemn that today. I mean, he called a black reporter racist and said her question was racist about asking about white nationalists. So how many meta levels is that? I mean, it was a crazy day. There were so many different things that he did during that press conference and during the day. And then it leads up to this Acosta madness. I like I said, and like you said, you know, he's just going to get worse every single day. And then here's more example.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting. He's calling for, you know, bipartisanship and, you know, and all of that. But no, you know, but you know, you pull a move like this, it's his behavior is getting more erratic, and tending more towards the authoritarian mindset that we all know that he has.
I think he's lost it a little bit. I know that he was furious when he found out that Don Jr. is likely to be indicted for multiple felonies, including lying to the FBI, conspiring against the United States. I'm not sure if it's with Russia or not, and we're not sure if these are the charges, but these are most likely. And it looks really bad for him because, you know, then they're going to look into, they probably have stuff on him for money laundering and other things. And so, you know, Trump was very depressed today. He lost his temper with staff members multiple times. It was not good. Not only that, the Republican Party and Republicans in Congress had no knowledge about Sessions being fired. They found out via Twitter. Now, Lindsey Graham was aware. He was aware this morning. But it's just obscene. You know, I think he's outplayed his hand a little bit, where he's playing so many games, he's screwing over himself at this point.
I mean, you look just at his body language, and it was you know, I've had kids who were, you know, when they were 2 years old, they had that kind of defiant body language, and you saw it right from the start with him.
Yeah, he had that arms crossed kind of thing. You know, he had his paws where he drinks the water. He left the podium at one point to try and intimidate Acosta. You know, and he's a bully. He's a punk and he's a thug. And one of the biggest mobsters in the world. And he's just showing his true colors. And I think, again, it's just going to get worse. I don't know how there is no bipartisanship, because part of bipartisanship is not giving any cheap shots. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to keep on punching us in the face while we're down, we're going to speak out loud every single time. I mean, we already have, tomorrow we have protests planned in over 1,000 cities, okay, in America, to protect Mueller and to also make sure that this lunatic, who's the new sitting AG, acting AG, to recuse himself from the Russia probe.
Now, let me ask you about the firing of Sessions. I thought Sessions was going to get fired last night. I was predicting 9 o'clock Tuesday night. Happened early this afternoon on Wednesday. Were you surprised by it at all?
No, I'm surprised at how it's not very strategic, because it's not a game of as to whether or not Republicans knew about it. Like, I've with people and in front of them, and you could tell they're genuine shocked. I can say this: there's very few things that surprise me. I'm surprised it's taken him so long to do it. I would have been, I don't understand why he hasn't moved quicker on this, especially because, remember, Sessions only recused himself because of the public pressure.
Right.
He didn't recuse himself because of anything else. And then Rosenstein, same kind of deal with appointing the special prosecutor. He did that because of the public pressure. I don't know what's gonna happen next, but I will say this. Whitaker will have no role whatsoever in the Russia probe. He will have no handling of it. He will have no responsibilities involving it. Not if, tens of millions of Americans stand up loud and say something about it. And that's going to be our saving grace. We are trained for the last 2.5 years in regards to having peaceful protests. And so now we're ready for game time. This is it. This is what we were warning people about. This is a constitutional crisis. This is when you take off work and you take to the streets and peacefully protest.
Do you think that Whitaker is going to attempt to shut down the Mueller investigation? Do you see any of that happening?
Not if we have anything to say about it. I want him to recuse himself immediately. We have pretty much a consensus on the Dem side of things, and we have some Republicans starting to say that he needs to recuse himself. We'll see what happens, as Trump says.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for what happened to Lindsey Graham. I thought holy hell would break loose if they fired Jeffy, and now Jeffy's gone. And it seems like Lindsey's all on board.
Oh, look at the top five candidates for the replacement for the AG, and Lindsey Graham's on the list. He's bought and sold. I don't know what they've got on Lindsey Graham or what he's up to, but I can say he does have Russian money ties that's under investigation by Bob Mueller, so technically he's under investigation. So keep that in mind. It's corruption just to the core. And Lindsey Graham used to be a seemingly principled person, but he's been nothing but a doormat and a lapdog for the past year or so. And so he's just as bad as the rest of them. Lindsey Graham has completely failed this country.
Yeah. Does this move up Mueller's, bringing out, basically breaking everything out? Does this move up the timetable, or do you think Mueller's just plodding along, ignoring, all of this?
I think he cannot ignore this. And I think that he has contingency plans for everything. So I would expect him to make some very clear moves, and then him start his pummeling. That's what I would call it, of indictments and making sure that the message is clear about what happened in the 2016 election and what's happened since then. Because remember, he's been investigating things that happened in 2017 as well and in 2018. So we have crimes that probably were uncovered, whether it's violation of the Espionage Act or, with Devin Nunes running around with confidential documents that he leaked to Trump directly, whether it's corruption charges against Kushner, Ivanka, and others. I mean, this is not a game. People have died because of Trump, not just, the thousands of refugees that have been denied access to this country that have probably not made it when they were sent back home. But we have Americans that have been murdered because of his incitement of terrorists and inspiring terrorist acts here. Our biggest concern as a country is the fact that he is still commander-in-chief, and he should not be. And so I hope, my hope is that in the next few days, we have a bill that's passed to, or however it is. I don't think it's an actual bill, but whatever it is, they pass it, and then they protect Mueller on top of a recusal here, and those two things will help out a lot. Otherwise, they should expect the constant protest until they do that. We aren't going to stand for this.
At least that's the hope. I mean, I look at this and we've been waiting for the Mueller investigation to come to a head, and I've been waiting for the parade of perp walks, and I'm hoping that's still coming. Hoping for Thanksgiving.
It's here. Again, I'll stick with my old number. I think was 65 indictments. We're going to move that to over 100 now. This is the time. It cannot be much later because public sentiment, the people are going to start to get antsy. Mueller is very well aware of that, and it's going to be hard to keep people on his side if we don't have some sort of answer or progress report or something going down the pipeline. But I would expect it, and it's going to be probably when we least expect it. Could be in the middle of the night sometime, but it's going to be strategic. It's going to be with the knowledge that there will be counter-propaganda to try and drown that out. And so it's kind of like a war. And, our general is Mueller, and he's fighting the president and Putin.
Yeah, if there's a guy who can do it, I think Mueller is that guy.
He's the only guy.
Yeah. What did you think of the hoax? Evidently, they were trying to frame him for sexual harassment. What did you think of that?
Shows you that he has his finger on the pulse. They were able to expose that before it even came out. And that got him out in front of it and also prevented it, made it so that it was very heavily vetted if there were any further accusations made. I think it also exposed some of the pipeline for fake news, some of the people who have organized it and attacked our country using fake news. And you could see how much of a joke it was, because once they went into the mainstream, no one took them seriously because they're a bunch of corrupt frauds. I think it's great to show a spotlight on this sort of madness, but this is what we're talking about, because why, if you're going to allege that he, had sexual misconduct and you made that up, people should go to prison for that. Like, that's, you're interfering in a federal investigation. You are assisting Russia, okay? And you're a traitor. And this is serious stuff. People can play games all they want. They can act like Mueller's not going to make big moves. But he didn't come out of retirement to do this and spend this much time on it when he knows his entire career and everything that he's ever done will be based on what happens here. He would have already left. He would have already shut it down. He would have already written a small report or something. So the only way out here is big. And he's got to go so big that he beats Trump.
Well, I know a lot of people who have so much faith in Mueller and also so much hope. And I'm looking forward to. I know there's no one who can say definitively, but do you have any sense of a timeline by Thanksgiving, by the end of the year, early next year? Because look, with Jeffy getting fired, that window seems to be, in my view, closing.
I think he has to do something tomorrow or Friday.
Soon.
I think there's a necessity for America because. People are furious, and they're going to be protesting, tomorrow. People will probably start protesting again this weekend. And we need our country to get back on track, not focused on protesting for, our basic civil rights and making sure that no one is above the law. These are basic tenets of our democracy, and I think there's the fact that Democrats won the House, it allows us to have more say and also be taken more seriously, because when you have members of Congress in the majority, basically marching with us side by side, it makes it very clear that this is very real. And so I would expect something in the next 48 hours. There's got to be something that comes out. If it doesn't, then it's based on, you know, I would say it has to be before Thanksgiving. It has to be. Like, there has to be something that is sent out or updated before Thanksgiving. But I would say this. I would worry less about whether or not he's going to deliver something big and remember the fact that Trump has done business with the Russians for 30 years. He lied about it to the American people. He committed election fraud on top of other crimes. He worked with Russia to attack America so that he could win the election in 2016. And that is what we need to focus on. On top of the fact that he obstructed justice at least, from what I count, over 100 times, each of them a felony, each of them worth a felony, including the firing of Sessions today. That is an act of obstructing justice. And so I think he's got to, you know, we'll see what Mueller does, but it's got to be soon. It's got to be quick because I know, again, public sentiment does matter. Right. And, you know, so we need to make sure that in order to protect him, we have to make sure that people are enthused to protect him. So we got to move quick. And, you know, we've been more than patient, and I think that we'll be seeing results very, very soon.
That is the hope. I want to change gears real quick and go back to yesterday's results. You know, look, there are some people who are saying, well, this wasn't so much of a blue wave. You know, it was just kind of a natural, you know, when a party's out of power, they pick up seats in the midterm. I'm curious your thoughts.
Tell them to look up because the entire blue wave hasn't crashed yet. This is exactly what happened in 2006, moving into 2008, winning back the House. And then eventually in 2008, winning back the White House and the Senate. The blue wave doesn't stop with yesterday. That is the beginning. You know, we have the momentum. We have the message.
And I think as we start to deliver on the ethics, restoring ethics in Washington, it'll make it clear who the non-corrupt party is, at least for now. And I think that that's going to make the big difference you know, as of right now.
Any races you catch your attention yesterday?
Scott Walker going down.
Yes.
I mean, that I was celebrating definitely today. Tester winning, that was pretty amazing. You have two Native American women, one Muslim woman who won as well. You know, you have a surge of women. I think women won yesterday. But again, that is just the beginning. Because there are a lot of women who lost, who, if they run again for 2020, they'll probably win. So, you know, I think, again, it's just the beginning. We're learning as we go, you know, how to run as a progressive and how to organize in this new age and without Obama. And so I think we still have some catching up to do, but we are about to surpass the Republican Party in both online and in-person effort and enthusiasm. And I think also going into 2020, it'll be more positive because we've been through so much. And that positive tone is just it's not survivable for any Trump and his cronies. They won't be able to pull this attitude anymore as if it's a constant, you know, wrestling match.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll go back to fear and smear as they did this election. The thing that shocked me this election, I have no idea how Duncan Hunter got reelected.
They voted for him. you know, they
believed his wife was the one to blame for it. You know, some people... We have to remember that some folks, you know, go home, drink a six pack, and, you know, they don't know that Duncan Hunter was indicted. They don't, you know, and some folks also don't believe it. You know, they think it's fake news.
Yeah.
And also, he's not in. Somebody told me this about Chris Collins. Well, they're not in jail yet. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, innocent before guilt. And I'm like, yeah, but we should. If you're under indictment, like, that should probably disqualify you from being in Congress. Because, again, it's just the sniff of there being any kind of impropriety, that is not worthy of Congress.
No, I'm right there with you. But, Scott, I appreciate the time, the insight. I'll look forward to talking again real soon.
I'll work on a mic that actually works for you, Rick.
There we go. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much, our good friend Scott Dworkin. Make sure you check out his work at the Dworkin Report. Fantastic podcast there. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.